must please you express that. Having said that, I also want to say I'm happy the department is now taking us through the process forward. I think because they are the department and they work as led by the Minister Honorable Bashabile Dlamini, why we went to the Mwabe was to endorse what the ministers have agreed on the social cluster. All African countries and parliaments have agreed on the oversight, Honorable Queen, on the oversight that emphasizes value for money. The whole week we were dealing with value for money, but we were dealing with no foreign content. The minister sitting in the tree, the whole minister, because it's a social cluster that is health, education, and social development. Our focus is value for money. So I think it answers our question that you will no longer say what things you say when we argue. Because you know that whatever you have spent, we're not looking on the expenditure only, but value for money. This was the hump all the time, all the days, all we have formed that department on social cluster in Africa are going to prove beyond doubt that whatever sent they spend is value for money. So now we are going to take us through the value for money. I can see your program. Thank you very much. Can we then give you an opportunity to actually tell us how much value we have been achieving through your actions and the budget we give you? Thank you very much.
Honorable Chair, honorable members, today we are going to let again by Mr. Pitelezi and the CFO on the financial side. And we do have the CFO from SASA if there is a question that might come that needs SASA to explain. And I hope that Mr. Pitelezi is going to be able to show a value add on what you have done.
Thank you. the results, strengthening community, prevention, our fight against substance abuse, complex substance abuse, increase in household food and nutrition, protection and promotion of people with all the services of people with disabilities and social protection systems for safety and coordination and in services. In terms of the program purpose, program 1, my laid out leadership, management, support to the department. Program 2, provide income support to the vulnerable groups. Program 3, provide social policy development and care and transition social assistance. Program 5, create an ethical environment for the delivery of equitable developmental welfare services. Program 5, support community development and promote evidence-based policy making in the department and the social sector. Situational analysis, just of recent developments, the social assistance program remains on the government's single most significant population program. So committed to the utilization of the OLS grant in the public discussions with the Treasury. In terms of the grant, it's been accepted by the World Bank, the best unconditional transfers in the world. Taking a console still remain a effective program in terms of service delivery to the most vulnerable wards in the country. The department works with other institutions outside government to make the question of our mandate. Critical partners include Department of Basic Education, Labor, Justice, Health and Rural Development. And also in terms of collaboration with other projects, HIVA, children, older persons, people empowerment, social security. In terms of program performance and expenditure, we mentioned that it would be unaudited at the end because it was ending quarter four yesterday. This is depicted at the end, and in total we spent 99.4% or 127.6% at quarter four. In terms of overall expenditure per quarter, almost on par, 25% almost per quarter, and quarter for 63.2 billion. Looking at the program in particular, we expect where we go in terms of the end of quarter four. Program 1 administration, we spend 99.77%. Program 2, 99.4 billion. Program 3, 199.6 billion. Program 6.5 billion. Program 4, 99.5 billion. And program 6, 99.9 billion. Total 127.8 billion spent, and that's representing 99.48%. In terms of the economic justification, compensation is 99.57% for 274 million. Goods and services 94.3% for 360 million. In terms of transfers, we transferred 127 billion or 91.42%. Major transfers, to households, 119.9 billion, 99.9 billion. Then there's the financial assets, 27 million at the end of the quarter, mainly Jefferson represents the right of all social grants. attending specific about the understanding of the administration employees. 1 to 6 minutes at the end of the financial year we have 18 vacancies. That represents vacancies in the last quarter, that is 1.6 million. But also just as I need to mention the competition for the government filling up the vacancies of turnaround times are very, very long, and that's mainly because we struggle with the personnel checks, the qualification, criminal checks and those things. We totally dependent on the judge to conduct those certifications and that the time can take up to 6 months. With regard to goods and services,
it is not the same way to use the object, you will be better.
That's also the answer. You totally dependent on
the judge. Just this time, it's not the same.
And then we actually investigate in the relationship not employ our own people. But that's an issue that we are going to say that the man doesn't do it, not transfer it into the other department. Goods and services, the 29.1 million, mainly around the substance abuse treatment centers, which appointed professional teams, and also some of the charges to those provinces. We actually appoint a professional team because not only with regards to substance abuse centers, we also looking at all the social development infrastructure in the sector. These professional teams are only appointed at the beginning of the financial year, and that's what the issue. The other issue with regards to the substance abuse treatment centers is that we have limited funding, and the estimate in terms of the original plan for 60 bed centers came to about 25 million, and we only had 40 million for problems. We've asked Treasury to increase that amount, and so many times you get an allocation in this financial year, but all indications that it's highly unlikely. We then went back when we appointed the professional team to reduce the budget to 40 beds. That still came way above in terms of costing to about 65 million. Northern Cape indicated they will put their own funds also to add an additional to the 40 million allocation created by the public problem. So with the reduced size in terms of costing and also looking at alternative growth methods in terms of screening, but they also reduced the labor cost. But then what one has to take into consideration is the fact that the material cost when you do clean bottles that much more and that's the delay in the instruction to get up. And in terms of the transfers and subsidies, that's mainly around our transfers in terms of grants, the understanding of grants. Then the 700,000 is mainly with regards to delivery of equipment at the end of the financial year that wasn't delivered. And then as I indicated, that's 27 million. That's around the grant cases. At the end of the financial year, we had approval from Treasury to write off debt, and that's the amount that we have to write off. Colleagues must understand around the table membership, that is a very small fraction of the total grant debt amount. Dealing with the vulnerable and to basically inflict further pain on them. But also, we're dealing with three Saturdays before 2006. These are dates that relates to provinces, as it relates to the FIU, which is now in the process of taking over. And we need now to manage the debt further. But also, we bought most of this debt because it relates pre-2006. This debt is no longer comfortable. We have a lot of people that also keep in this state and we need to look at them. But also, we need to understand that some of these debts we recover like 10 rand per month from ground beneficiaries. And it's highly unlikely that
But although we have, we showed it for 700 million undertakings, so we can't do this because it's a specific allocation that needs to come through the cabinet decision. I think that's from my side.
I hope members are comfortable by highlighting what they will ask when we open that time, so we could proceed to the next session. But there are matters that need to be noted so that we can allow the department to continue with the work.
Hello, Honourable Chairperson and members, good morning to the HDPG and the Public Community Department. The CFO has indicated the ratification in terms of this, but she decided to break it down and make sure that the issue program includes an impact factor. We have indicated that for administration, this is program one. We respect the top of 99.7% as a plan, and the following plan provides the breakdown in terms of what which component, what pharmacy is component spent, and then I move quickly. Under program one, we had some of the targets on MAE. One target which we had was to finalize the indicators for the catalog of social development sector, and this was finalized by the end of the fourth quarter. We also had a target to produce service delivery monitoring report, and this has been conducted. We also had a target under institutional performance to produce the very same reports that you're presenting, which are institutional performance reports. We produce all those by end of the first quarter, which in particular refers to the third quarter, because we are always one quarter left or one quarter behind. We have also implemented an evaluation of the EBIT and DOP of the sector, which is the evaluation we are doing within the National Evaluation Plan approved by Cabinet, and the draft report on the implementation of the EBIT has been produced and has been presented. There are some of the areas at the end, I will try and summarize, especially the areas where we may not have achieved. In other program one on human capital, we had a target to obtain 90% of employees to attend identified skills development programs, and this was achieved at 32 out of 80 employees attended skills development intervention during the reporting period. The rest had already, so it might be that it's a small number, because most of the employees that attended the skills development program, most of them during quarter one, two, and three, that is the quarter preceding this. On strategy development and business, we are attached to develop a special needs housing. The special needs housing needs policies and programs are in place as we are reporting. Also, the target was on the infrastructure management program, which was completed by end of the fourth quarter, which is the non-profit organization infrastructure management program, was completed. We also had a target to establish one anti-suspect abuse treatment center in our house, and this was established in progress of the Eastern Cape. Under social assistance program two, we had a increase of 99.4% by end of the fourth quarter, and this indicates that almost each quarter we have been spending between 24 and 25%, so it's the knowledge of what the challenge is. It demonstrates the breakdown, and the CFO has spoken about this. And moving to the actual target under program two, we seem to have achieved all our targets. For example, on the old age grant, we were doing well. On the war veteran grant, we had increased an increase. We wanted to increase the beneficiaries to 2005, but by the end of the fourth quarter, we had about 2006. So there was an increase. On the CSG, we had an increase beyond the target of 11.1 by the
concern in foster care, we might have experienced some slight declines of those ones, but as the DG has said in his opening statement, the Chief Executive Office of SADA is here to provide any other detailed information regarding those minor declines on those countries could be observed. On program 3 on social security policy and administration, we had a expenditure of almost 100%, 99% was spent by the end of the fourth quarter, and it provides the breakdown of the following slide of exactly, you can see it's almost all programs had about 100% of money that has been spent. And in terms of the targets on program 3, we were able to process with a target of 100% of appeals received from SASA to the computer court adjudicated within 90 days, and this was completed. And it was 100% of those appeals, and then we and the receiver from SASA, we complete records were able to be adjudicated within the targeted period of 90 days. We also had a target to adjudicate 100% of appeals within the 90 days. And we had an overachievement because it's almost 80% of those appeals that were of appeals within 90 days were adjudicated. Moving to program 4, the chief financial officer has already indicated that there was 95% spent during the reporting period, which is January to end of March 2015, the fourth quarter. There's a breakdown there on the some of the areas as he indicates. In terms of the target, another form, I'll start with care and services to all the persons, another program form, where the target to manage, monitor, and develop status reports and provisional research for residential care facilities. And this was done on 10 residential facilities, which were monitored, and these were conducted in the following provinces. The challenge that we're able to do is 8 that are from the province of KwaZulu-Natal, as well as 2 from the Gauteng province. We also had a target on managing and monitoring the register of community-based care and support services. We are able to monitor 17 of these community-based care and support services, and these were 8 in Gauteng and 9 in the province of KwaZulu. 18 KZN and 9 in Gauteng. On the quarter 4, one of the targets under services to older persons, we wanted to conduct an active ending program for older persons. Under this target for this quarter, we wanted to develop a report and plan for the 2015 National Active Aging Program. And for this, we were able to do the report of the National Active Aging Program for 2014 is available, and the plan for the National Active Aging for 2014 is also available. Moving to services to children, still under Program 4, we had a target to finalize the early childhood development policy. The draft APD policy has been finalized and gathered for public comment as we are reporting. Also, under services to children, we had another target of having 485 adoptions registered by the end of the fourth quarter. And instead of 485, we only achieved, we were only able to register 452. These aggregated in terms of intercamp accounting for 51, and 135 cases were not registered as they had fault. And if calls were submitting these records without fault, there would be no deviation. Still under commemoration of the National Child Protection Week, this was approved, and the Child Protection Week plan was approved, and 2 programs were identified, and there's a problem at hand for the launch, and I'm sure you recall this was launched in Cockstadt, and the helping for the COVID event which took place in Social. Also, under children, we had a target to collect another data on recognized child health households from 9 provinces, and indeed, we were able to collect a of the National Adequate Substance Abuse Program of Action by Online Program, and this has been achieved. We also had an annual target, quarterly target on the bottom four to compensate for the stakeholders on the exit regulations of prevention and assessment of substance abuse. And if there's a fault, we're able to provide capacity or build capacity into for 15 stakeholders under this act. On victim empowerment, in our program four, we had a target to consolidate the draft team. And a two-day consultative workshop was held on the 4th and 5th of March 2015 with major stakeholders to revise and consolidate the draft with victim empowerment support services bill. And the 5th draft with victim empowerment support services bill is in place as well. Reporting. We also decided to finalize the policy framework, and the policy framework was finalized and presented to the DDG's Welfare Services Forum on the 31st of March 2015. And it received approval from that particular forum. Where we wanted to consult the sector in order to finalize the draft regulation for trafficking in persons Act of 2018, and this regulation will be published in the government gazette for public comment on the 5th of March 2015. On programs for youth, we had a package of making sure that 1,500 young people are participating in mobilization program. This is the target for the fourth quarter. And we have overachieved 15,415 young people participated in mobilization program. And this is the aggregated as follows. In Mpumalanga, we had 33 young people that participated. Northwest, we had 2,193. In Gauteng, 2,500. The Bombo, we had 947. In Northern Cape, we had 8,473. Eastern Cape, we had 1,159. We also had a fourth quarter package for 70 young people where we wanted to have the targeted 800 young people to participate and attend the ESTP program. And with overachievers, 4,384 youth were trained on the ESTP women program. And this can be directed as follows in terms of how many of these from each province, in the state, with 208 young people that participated. They were trained on the development program. In Northwest, we had 189 Northern Cape, we had 56 Eastern Cape, accounted for 180, and the Gauteng province accounted for 4,150 young people that participated. On the HIV/AIDS program, we had a target to reach 50,000 people through social and behavior change program, and by end of the first quarter, we had reached over 2 million people through the social and behavior change program. And I'm sure this is the result of some of the attacks on the national, foreign nationals and so forth. Yeah. So it was during that particular period. We also had a target to train 535 groundbreakers under the fourth quarter, and we have trained 440 groundbreakers that were trained to implement social and behavior change programs. And we also had a fourth quarter target to reach 600,000 beneficiaries on psychosocial services. And here we reached almost half of these 299,022 people were reached through the psychosocial social support program. In other HIV 8, we had a target to train 285 community-based care organizations. Here we can notice our target is on the top of the 89 organizations will train on HIV and AIDS and TB programs. We also had a target to train 550 community caregivers. We cannot complete our target that only 475 community caregivers will train, and this is a result of the addition some of the caregivers dropped out of the program during the training. We also had a target to train 30 officials on community-based information management system, data quality management, and instead of 30, we were able to train 39 officials on the continuing on the children's responsibilities, which is the new program we started reporting on since the third quarter, which are the two functions that were transferred from the previous Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities.
and plan of action for children. We also had a target for fourth quarter to present the African Union report to the African Union, and this report was presented to the AU Committee on the Rights and Welfare of the Child. We also had moving to still other civil matters and possibilities. We also had a target to come to take four municipalities to implement the child from the community framework, and this was done in more than 20 municipalities. That is the way consultated to implement a child friendly community framework. This was done in the Western Cape province, the Bob over to the target of the Gauteng. We also had a quarter package to coordinate one capacity development initiative. That is Juicy Bearers workshop on the mainstreaming strategy, child friendly community web framework and advocate strategy. And the workshop was conducted in March 2015 at the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. These were presented by a representative from Arkansas or Arkansas or Christianity. On the right of persons with disabilities, which is also one of the functions that are submitted to the department, with a fourth quarter target of one disability rights missionary to be convened, and the achievement that we are able to coordinate the national disability rights missionary between 4 to 6 of March. We also had a target to initiate one capacity development program to promote the realization of the rights of persons with disability. And the capacity development training workshop to promote the realization of the rights was organized in partnership with various organizations. These include the Autism SA, this was done in the Bobo Mpumalanga region, the Epilepsy SA, this was also done in Mpumalanga region, and the Augmentative Alternative Communication. Moving to the last program, which is Program 5, which is Social Policy and Integrated Service Delivery. In terms of expenditure, the program has spent almost 100%, and 99.9% expenditure was spent. The following slide then is a breakdown of where the expenditure was or could be accounted. In terms of targets, first is the Special Program in Innovation, where we have EPWP. Our target was to create 2,153 full-time equivalents. And the achievement was 2,456 full-time equivalents were created by the end of the fourth quarter. Also, we also had a target to provide ongoing support to existing sites. These are quarter sites. We have five currently by the end of the financial year. And five quarter sites were supported during the report of moving on non-profit organization program. We had a target to conduct national, at the NPO national roadshow in 50 local municipalities, and this was conducted in 50 local municipalities. We also had a target on capacity building to provide training to 750 NPOs, and there was an achievement in 772 non-profit organizations were trained by end of the fourth quarter. Also, under the provision of capacity building of provincial officials, we had targeted for the fourth quarter to train 110, and here we train 167 provincial officials. These were trained on government and compliance with regard to the non-profit organization. We also had a target on the NPO2 process, 90% of NPO registration applications that you will receive within 2 months, and we as a department received 7,081 applications, and we were able to process 5 of them. And so it means that 6.9% of all the received applications were processed within the 2 months. We also had a target to process 85% of all submitted annual reports within 2 months. And we, as a department, received 7,027 reports, and we were able to process 6,933. So this accounts for 89% instead of the 85%. On community development, we had a target to profile 50 communities, and by end of the fourth quarter or during the reporting period, we had profiled 295 communities. We had also targeted to 50,000 people that are accessing food through the community development feeding program. This was overachieved at 212 204 people that are addressing food through the community development feeding program. So it would be a part of it. In our community development, we are targeted to reach 10,000 people through coastal mobilization, and this is about our chief, and that's 70,025 people reach. Where we are targeted to provide to support 100 change agents, we are able to support 3,004 change agents during the reporting period. Under zero hunger or food for all program, we had a target under court for the established 5 food distribution centers, and instead of 5, we were able to end up in 7 of those food distribution centers. And lastly, we also had a target to establish 5 food depots, and these we have achieved as 5 food depots were established. The last 2 targets under Food for All program were the target to establish 5 community nutritional development centers, and here is 58 instead of 5 that were established. We had also a target to provide training to 50 cooperatives, and not only 15 but 72 cooperatives were trained. In terms of the overall performance, Chair and honorable members, the department has compared the slides here demonstrate or reflect how the department has performed over the fourth quarter the four quarters that we have presented. Under the period under review, we have achieved 52% of our target for the fourth quarter, which is an improvement if compared to what we achieved in the third quarter, which was only 51%. And I think we must note that there are some of these targets that were in progress as we came at the end of the reporting period. I think I must say that there were some of the areas as we had indicated where we did not do well, but there were some of the reasons for that. And I recall that, for example, we also had a target to do a diagnostic review of the gender-based violence. And this could not be concluded because we have already appointed a service provider in collaboration with the TVME to do that work, but we were concerned in terms of finalizing that we were not satisfied with the performance of the service provider, so that the TVME actually immediately contracted, and now we have appointed TVMG to be the one. So there were delays with regard to that. And I think the CFO as well did mention on areas relating to the vacancy rate in terms of the turnaround time, especially with some of the elements in terms of the recruitment process, especially when it comes to the rating as the chair had asked, and also the verification of qualifications mm-hmm. and suitability, all those things they have by the way on that. In terms of grant, I understand that the CFO, the DG, and the plenty can say, but some of the reasons, especially the target for the liability for that care and care dependent, they seem to not have been achieved in terms of there was a lower rate than what we had anticipated in terms of the uptake. And this, some of them is due to the lack of temporary disability grants, and the unusual high number, especially of children that are turning 18. I did indicate that in some of the programs such as adoption, some of the adoption cases could not be registered and they had false. So we couldn't process those to court because they would be not reaching if we had been able to do so. And on the HIV, just in summary, I did say there was and get away, we did not meet our target in terms of the complicated was the trained and such psychosocial support, and it is the result of the attrition. Some of the complicated was dropped out of the training program
what the target is for that business, also providing, for example, some of the provinces have already done their own also providing even already pre-financial year. And this includes the Bumalanga as well as the Northern Cape. So in terms of the target, those could not do. Some related to policies of the target in terms of some of the reasons we do not meet all of them. They relate to some of the policies, for example, the national pre-liberal policy that was developed, which could not be published because they were delayed in getting the cabinet approval for the comments, and it was a very much of the cabinet from the UK. But from we can just elaborate more during the questions. But the way it is, as I presented, I can turn over to the
there is nothing more to add, I'll just hand it over to the
thank you very much. Thank you very much for your very detailed report on your service delivery, which is indeed integrated with the budget that we see the code was able to put forward, and then you were able to align that specific programs and the targets that were set when that budget was being was approved. I will now give the opportunity to the honorable members before we can get any information from CASA, because this report is supposed to be integrated and it should be our culture to deal with it as it is presented, and rather refer to SASA when there is something that is specific that they need to respond to. Want this report to be integrated so that it's one departmental report. So can I acknowledge Honorable Abrams, Honorable Kopana. For now we can give them to answer, because I think as answers come, you will also remember what you want to ask. I acknowledge you on the
thank you, Honorable Jefferson, Honorable Members and Member Johnson. I'll go from the to discuss finance for a question on the national disability and the national disability rights. I'd just like to know if any public participation took place, when in May, because the people that were are always crying that they have a consult with them, they just do it, and the slogan is nothing with us for us. And then the community development programs, you've exceeded for many of your programs. Now my question is, how does this affect your budget? If, for instance, you plan, your target is 100, in this case, change agents, and 3,204. That's a huge difference, and so it goes on and on. Even the establishment of 5 community regional development programs, 5 in 50 acres, excellent, we love it in the community, but how does this affect your budget? Then after completing the skills development program, how does this actually assist the department with a succession planning? You know, you've got lots of vacancies, do you have a succession plan for the employees so that they know at least from this level I'll be going to that level if there's a vacancy and I will already qualify instead of having the vacancy rate at the moment they think. Then in target 3 in the target on your quarter 4 and quarter 3 achievements, you have established anti-substance abuse centers, South Warehouse and Eastern Cape. I'd like to know where does the one that you've launched in Dubara and Gauteng, when will we have the quarter net, and which quarter would we have the quarter net, because that was a couple of weeks ago. The youth targets to 1,500 again, participated and achieved 15,000 net in youth difference. All this is how that it affects your budget. The same with the HIV targets, 355 new targets, and the individual achievements of 289. That again, the community are saying we want to be trained, we want to go where you say people have fallen out and so on. Thank you very much.
Can I suggest that when you listen to the questions, you will also club them together? Those questions which are seeking the same answer, so that you I'm going to allow the members, but as you record, you record in such a manner that you are able to say this question, you see, and this one, so that when you answer one. Then, Honorable Copan.
Thanks, Chair. This is to understand, they speak to the calendar of Pascal. Of course, it's very extension will have to take place. So it's going to be important for us to see if there are any challenges relating to the court at Cal. On page 24, I'm looking at a war veteran. And it's just that a little mistake there, because they can't speak to increase. They have to speak to a decrease. It's just a bit of a mistake there. But my problem is, if you take the First World War, those people are now Balkans. You take the Second World War, those people are supposed to be, if you take the last date of the war, 45, and people born 45, then it means they're 69 now. And if I think when it comes to people that went to war, the youngsters, could have been 1820, which means we're sitting on 90 years, and over. So what I'd like the department to do there is just look at the war veterans, because if we have the natural attrition, and see if it's 3 to 6 are still alive, because that will help you with the writing of your debt. You know, that is on page 24. Let us look at that and make it our own work. Then on page 15, you speak about the zero hunger. That is our mama carpet line, but I'm just picking it up. The establishment of 5 distribution centers for 7. You speak about the depots. Where is this? You don't put in, you know, in which town it is, which province. Because I think that will be important to us, that we know as social development. Then, when it comes to, I think it's slide 19, we have, if we just use the word that Edward is using, xenophobia. And the department has gone out of its way to do the psychosocial, not analysis, support. And that is an added cost. That one is an added cost. So, where did you get the budget from for that? Because what the unfold, Abram spoke to, that's the truth. It is the truth. You know, when it comes to overachievement, we asked in the last meeting, do you have an impact on your budget? Then coming, because the chairperson did not speak about Zambian surplus, Zimbabwean surplus, and she spoke to value for money. Now I'm not going to look at your whole report. I'll just take something that's tangible. You were speaking about your centers of abuse. That center, substance abuse center. And I know, I think 49 million has to go to each province. And the cost escalated. It went to 55 million some places and other millions. And you want the centers that big. Of course, there's a problem that is South Africa. You know, 65 days or something, but now it comes to 40. So, you know, I'm just making, because I know we've heard everything, I'm just taking examples that you raised. And I think there, as we go on with the department, you'll have to tell us whether that money was well spent. Value for money. That's the way a person looks at it. Because your value for money is what Mama Kappa always speaks about, the impact it has on that community. And how is this going to help us alleviate. I'm not sure the word, whether it's the E or the A, substance abuse in South Africa. So those is my take at the moment. I'm not going to speak to your gender based violence. We'll come again in the new terms with. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I want to give to the department to respond. Don't forget to measure. I was listening about the three, which was like the same answer.
Thank you, Chair.
I think there is some questions about the general in terms of the exceeding the targets. Maybe let me explain why sometimes we set targets at the national and then we exceeded the targets. When you go down on the these targets we get from province, remember we are national, they will in April submit a target to say this is what they're going to do. There are issues that you, when you deal with them, it does not attract any cost. It is by implication. For example, the issue of you will do community mobilization, then people come up as change agents that need to be to report on. You find that it's inherent in the same plan that you have done, you then get more people come up as change agents. And it doesn't have much more any cost implication in terms of that. And also, for example, the issue of training. Florence will have said we are going to train 400 youth. But as they report, they do more. I think for the issues they do in others, they will have done more than what has been planned. And that's why you find most of the time of achievement and something like that. Something that we could control, but I think for the sake that
I'm very disciplined, don't feel offended. I've also practiced your seminary. So I want you to be at ease, because we still we have this 5 years ahead, and we want to have a particular standard of evaluation so that we are able to understand as we go forward. Allow me to say, this question of overachieving it goes with quality. It doesn't talk to, it goes with quantity. It's not speaking to quality. I'm listening to one thing when you say you wanted to train 20 people, and then you say there's enthusiasm, others come, but at the same time they were not budgeted for. This one, I think, we are too far from penalizing anyone, because we are in the transformation process. We are learning and we are transforming what was there before. All of us as equals. But I do want to look, this goes to many questions that came from honorable members about exceeding the target, and about skills development. If you go for the skills development, you want to put those skills into practice. You can't take someone for a training and then you dump that person without any program. So that it has an impact on the number of those trained, because you also want to evaluate whether learning did take place when you were training. There can't be teaching without learning taking place. So I would want to, when you are at that level,
please assist us to be able to see to it that that is a value for money in terms of skill development, number of people trained, their participation within nation building as we speak. Because that is critical. You can't train a person to be a trade agent, but you don't see what trade that person is actually impacting on that community. So please, I've identified that particular one of budget versus target number, and then the quality of that training and the impact, because even if you are not employed, it can improve your own self. Your own self, you can manage yourself better after a particular learning activity. So I would want us to deal with that so that in future, when we set our oversight arrangement, we are able to reach this quantity, this impact on the individual and the community where these people come from. Otherwise, no challenge with any course. Can you then, as you continue, say, just clarify us on those matters?
Thanks very much. Let me answer the next question, which was there was a question on the funds, or I think it's the procurement of goods from the local supplier.
Mm.
I think our principle is still the same, that we're going to adhere to the people that are around the area, which are the ones that are targeted to provide any suppliers if there is a such because of problem in the province. Not understanding that there could be one or two things that happen, but the principle still is the same, that because of, as we go to different areas, we target people from the local area to benefit from this budget. On the issue of the zero hunger,
but do you develop any skills during the INICON? Those people which you are using, probably for door-to-door mobilization, what do you learn because you are interacting with individuals and you have a target of particularly your department or your unit or your section, you are concerned with community development. As you do this work in a community, are you able to go home saying that really, really, women did cook food there? We supported them so that we also buy their little macaroni there. So that at least when you leave, you can see that there is impact and some change in that community.
Yes, yes, we do that. And comprehensively, in other areas, we take the youth, we appoint them so that we train them to do household profiling in those areas. The one question on the issues of zero
members, members who ask, are you happy now with the response? Because we will not come back, please bear with me, we will not come back to this topic again. We just want to do it once off and then we go to the next program.
Thank you, Chair. You read my mind. I'm not happy at all. May you please be honest? There's a province where you have used other people from outside the province to come and change their former Mkonzo. That is not right. So please, whenever Mkonzo comes to a certain province, it doesn't matter which province. The people in that province, they need to be capacitated, they need to benefit. That is a matter of principle.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jay. I think
well, in that case, we are not opening any court case or any Kangaroo court. All we are saying, we as this committee are committed also to those areas you go. And the acting DG, it is our wish that when you intervene, you don't create hostility and enmity against our department. So things you do there must leave long-lasting good memory about ourselves. We are not touching you or pre-touching you, but if there's that perception, we will work up until there is no more perception. So let's bear in mind that the next thing we call you online, we must have a forward team that goes forward, that works with people, and then give the report back. managers at a very, very high level. And what little ones do, when I say little ones, I'm not belittling them, but I'm saying those people who are the actual stakeholders have got their own ways of doing things, which you might not be privy to know at your level. So, but it is important that you keep it and set aside those people who actually go there and work closely with those people, because at the end of the day, it backfires. It boomerangs back to us. But you see, F.O. wanted to add something. Probably, okay, you can teach me, but...
Yes, it has been a concern of certain things that Member Hopane and Hopane has alluded to. The therefore sitting next to me, I think we might go into the discussion that has gone between myself and him when I took over. And Richie Valle knows too that I've been involved since I started. I've been going to the provinces. I said some of the things that have been taking place that has not been good. And we're confronted that we have spoken about them openly and honestly. Up to a level whereby we decided that we're going to out on a tender together with SASA and NTA, because we share the council, where all provinces, we're going to get people from local provinces that will have at least one or two in the province that is going to deal with all the events that they're going to be doing with. But that organization, in terms of the service level agreement, will be forced to work. You'll be a local person, but you'll be forced to work with local people there.
Mm-hmm.
But with that standard, unfortunately, we have to set standards, because what we have seen with the caterers, and things, I've even took pictures of certain foods that we found there, where we are supposed to be paying 120 rand for a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And what you find there is a teaspoon of gravy and the quantities of this officer, which is done by local people, because they were taking us on a bike. And we had to even open up the cars and said, open up one seat, and we took those pictures, and those were very pathetic, and we felt very bad. And why do we still promote the issue of that the local people are getting, the local people are getting food, so that they are not going to take us for a ride? Because if people think that the government is just going to spend money without us checking, we will check. And again, the CFO will say right now what I've said, that on all events that you are going to be taking part on, he is supporting them and myself, so supporting the minister. But the advanced team that goes in to go and negotiate on the things that they talk about, one of his senior managers needs to be there at all times. We are not going to be leaving to the junior people to be the ones that are going to be dealing with those things. And these are facts, and these are things that we are learning as we go by doing these things all the time. In other provinces, things go very well. In other provinces, things do not go very well, because people just do whatever they want to do. Maybe they say, oh, we want to add something.
Please do, can I allow them before you, if your matter goes beyond, you will also include it. But I'm thankful to the DG and the presentation, because we are not only going to stay here and criticize.
Mm.
We are going to constructively criticize. And also be happy to say those perceptions will gradually go out immediately. Your system is effective. Your system of doing things, include local, be there, because you are the actual delegation. So it's important for you, if you delegate, to also monitor so that you've got your bank for money. Go on, the young man.
I think also to add particular to the local empowerment, it's constantly what you're trying to achieve, so empowerment. What we also find is that a lot of times they get no protection in the community. Without telling us, committee members and outsourcers were speak from outside the community, that's something that we pick up and we start trying to deal with it. Particularly, the one area, for instance, where you had not be. Where you don't have this pretty small community zoning, but they was not supposed you wouldn't give the work the order to a local person. That local person doesn't use from the surrounding community,
mm-hmm.
so they're going outside of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that we start picking up, and we make sure that where the service provider is not an OEM or where they don't have the capacity, that you know it's a local person that holds the capacity to become a subcontractor. Because we keep on finding that it's a fit. First, we need to order an application, then we make it outside of the process. But we're managing those issues. And also, in terms of this database, we're using both the sector database and the provincial database.
Mm-hmm.
But what we also find is that a lot of the people that we try to empower are not registered with us.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the areas where, for instance, the province ends up not going into. And we try to work with them so that we start going and empower people and link them with the registered person. We've done it last week at the successful institution group where we have linked in an unregistered person with a registered service provider
mm-hmm.
so that at least they're not supposed to be there. So that's the
Thank you.
thank you very much for this part, because we're going to leave it now and go to other questions.
Mm-hmm.
But your responses have been very, very good, and your initiative towards solving the problem. My partner, why I'm happy with their response is that they have identified the problem themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, they are searching some type of systems to address that concern. For example, I think we do, as a committee, we are all members of parliament, and the programs and the policies are cutting across. If now trade and industry or whoever is responsible for economic development says in their committee and in their department, government must buy 30% of each local produce, it means then the department must rearrange themselves a little bit so that they are able to comply to the 30% of that particular program.
Mm.
But I also want to say, the other problem is that we can't register companies in rural areas, because Inikondo will come once in 10 years. And I register a company, I do all the other things, but I might not get a chance of tendering from that particular day. So that's the suggestions and the advices that are coming to your side make me happy that you can appoint a business person with a condition that for you to do this work, you will have to link and find out what is available. And also, appoint rural women. You can allow them to have smaller, nice acres to support you and cook and do the other things. It's not necessary that you cook from a primer stove or a gas stove. You can use wood and pay them an incentive. That's what I do. That's what happens, because there are people who own cattle. They own them for years. They never know what to do. So that service for what I can say, I buy that sheep, I buy those indigenous chickens in Ileko, then I'm going to supervise them so that we are having clean hands, people don't. So by that time, there will be a lasting memory that, you know, I started to be a person when they came here. So I'm very happy that we understand, we are finding each other on this one. And therefore, I proceed to other questions. This one has been clapped, and I don't know, but are you able to make the final comment, because we are doing your work in anyway.
Thank you very much. I think Chaperson and the Honourable said teamwork. I think this is what I said, the principle. But I think in anything you do, you always have confounders from problems. And I think we are dealing with that. The last question that I need to deal with is the issue of the for all. There was a question where are these places? I want a list of the number of the where these CNDCs are.
Mm-hmm.
Their province, I can provide a list to the local community later on. There's a list in terms of where are these CNDCs.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we have got 144 CNDCs across the province. Last year, we were just adding nationally, it's 144. Last year we were doing the last 58, and that's what the number that we have. We established 58 to complement 244, and we will provide those addresses for the areas where these are. Thank you.
Your task will be more bigger, because once you talk about food distribution, we have had a meeting with Department of Agriculture, Education, all those people who matter in the food. The issues that come up in the valley, one is the labeling. Are these food that are labeled really are? The quality of the food,
For me, this is very important. It's the gist, the food, the quality of food. Because is it nutritious? Is it fresh? So all those matters matter more than how many food distribution centers we have been able to set up. And I do say the members of this portfolio committee must find a way of proposing a standard. When you are going to give food to any individual, there must be a required dietary intake. As to, because we have eaten a many things this morning, which are said to be breakfast in nature. Yes, what we ate this morning. The combination of many things. There was the gastric daily stock, then another one and another one. But indeed, we are not very sure whether the quantities that we are taking add up to the required diet intake for people in the morning as a breakfast. So this the label, I'm sure stated that I'm not very, very, very vocal with this one, but I think members will attend because this was only the test beginning to say we have failed our communities. We have failed our people. Because we allow people to produce food the wrong way. It goes back to Mr. Nesipale. What chemicals are you using when you actually engage in this food production? Are you making these people who are already having immune problems, like your cancer, your debilitating diseases, like your sugar? These are the chemicals that are used for producing that food garden. Are they actually organic and leading to improved healthcare? Or are they full of many other things so that you can produce more? Is the water that they use for irrigation? So these matters must always be key. We were saying we will fight a very big battle, honorable members, because agriculture farmers are going to stand up. You know, these genetically modified things. People who can pay today go to health stores where there's health food, but who must eat them? If the department is justified to give our already people with a low immunity supposed to be given food that has not been necessarily made to be what it's supposed to be. So I'm rather coming to the point where you say these people that are going to supply food distribution, is the storage right? Is the life of the cells of that food good enough? Because we have seen children given the bread that has not been bought from shops for school nutrition. All the food that was not bought yesterday is then dumped to our children as school nutrition without any supervision. So this is very critical that I think the committee we are dealing with this report so that we can have our own meeting, honorable members, and we apply our minds, and then we give to the department proper recommendations where they can derive their policies, because this is not a policy development issue. It's a matter that you can say without even a policy. Abantu bayenza nje baletho ye policy. But you can't give me some food and say there's no policy that prevents you. Already there is in health and in other areas. So I'm leaving that part because I'm worried when people are pitched to be so many numbers, having been launched, established, feeding, you come and look into that food net. Sometimes you find that there's pro-neutral, but there's no milk to mix the pro-neutral with. Sometimes there's tea without sugar. So sometimes there's no salt. If you look into what we term a CEO of SASA, a food pattern, is always lacking very, very critical matters. So I think we have to work a program and come up clearly that if you are to supply us food, you must meet the following compliances. I don't think that needs a discussion in any way.
But Honorable Zoledi had a hand up.
I think it's the same matter.
We are still on the issue of the food for all. On page 51, their target was established 5 community regional development centers. That's quarter 4 target, and then quarter 4 achievement. 58 community and regional development centers established.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to check whether they established in the same quarter, and perhaps going back to the issue of the quality.
Yeah.
The impact also on that one, because they planned for 4,
mm-hmm.
for 5, so if they achieved 58, that variable is very big,
mm-hmm.
the 58. Did you spend more on that and which to get the funding?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a misprint or a typographic error? I don't know.
Can I just have a chance? Okay. Chair, I agree with what you're saying. Because in our communities, when it comes to the food parcels of the consumption sector, people are looking at it and they ask the question whether whatever is in that food parcel is not nutritious. That is the question. So I like what you said.
Listen, I was here on the floor.
I'm sorry. I was about to appoint someone. Find out if we are true. I'm sorry.
Also, I was going to say the second issue is that on the issue of the community, I wanted to check what are the specifications from SASA in terms of the food parcel. Because I remember with education, there are strict rules in terms of nutrition.
Yeah.
What to feed the learners with what in the days and all those things. That's what education is. So I just want to check with them the specification of what should be contained in the package. Because I know normally the adopters would speak to say a pro-neutral, for example, you need to have perhaps water or something to dilute it with it. Can we get if they have their specifications in place for those food parcels? And perhaps again, just to say, I agree with the issue of the modified organism or whatever food. But now it's a very huge problem.
Mm.
It's so huge in such a way that even all of us, even if we can afford to go to the health shop one way or another in a day, you find yourself having consumed that type of food that is not allowed. But I think that when we can also take it at the committee level to also have the same meeting that we had, the cluster meeting, whereby we all sit down, especially I think what is critical is the seed. If social development is giving out especially for community gardens, the seed for those people who are plowing, that type of a seed is very important, because some of the seeds, they come already with the modified organisms that is there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, some of the seeds are alien to us as South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
They're not coming from this country, and in other areas of the country, it's even very difficult, especially if areas that do not have much water for them to use that. I'm saying this because I know I'm a farmer myself, so that's what I know. We really need to look at that one.
I'm very happy with your input,
mm-hmm.
because we were invited by Africa's village department,
mm-hmm.
so that they don't begin to say, social development is actually bringing foreign matters. They brought us together and they raised this letter. Fortunately, the chairs that deal with the economic development, farmers and so on, production, the chairperson has a document. And I will leave a privy to give it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A document that was discussing this, but saying they can't take as Honorable Solidarity is saying, it's a matter that cannot be dealt with one committee. And you, farmers, I know, but I think farmer development, you are in a better position to do this, because you don't deal with wide scale of farming. You can promote corn manure, chicken manure, because you are doing things at a smaller scale. and for food security and selling the excess. But I do think we will have to deal with this matter. That's only my specialty in my master's of primary access, that issues of bio-nutrition. Because where it starts from what we eat. And I can make good examples of many countries, but when the DG answers, put the institute, because there's no question, but there's discussion. Do you have researchers as a department? No. We'll come back to you, CEO. No, I'll give you an opportunity, but I just want the department to be specific to us. If they have researchers, because seemingly service providers, immediately you talk of social development, food security, then you bring commercial farming in that arena, you are calling. They are very influential. They are a serious disease. They change your thinking while you are planting, I can tell you. So researchers and your final input on the matter that you have raised your hand, then we'll come to the CEO of SASA, because there are issues that relate to questions that are specific to a food process that I must eat.
Thank you very so much, Chair, honorable members. We don't have researchers on food. That's a fact. I think we'll look into it and see what it is that you can do. And Supala is here, listening. And these centers are called Community Nutrition Development Center. Mm-hmm. So they're called nutrition. So we are not supposed to be in junk. Indeed. Now I'm saying this thing because there was a reason why it was changed from soap kitchen,
yeah,
where people used to be given rice with kubu kani thrown into it and given into them.
Yeah, we know that.
Now I'm saying this again, why? Because it so happened that one time I did go visit these centers. And I asked this question. The question that we're asking here, Mr. Nijipale, if he's truthful and honest, will tell you that I asked them on the thing, who decided what is it that needs to be eating on those centers?
Mm-hmm.
Then he spoke about the our food is dietitian based.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a reason before they started when they were changing that this is what is going to be eating. And they were talking about two colors in a plate and type of those things that we're saying. Which we did go to one of the centers, and truly there was pumpkin, there was spinach, there was a little bit of starch, there was a little bit of that. We even ate it and got edible food. So to him I said when I was not acting DG at the time of the DBT, it so happened that I was around at the time, and I said, maybe we need inspectors, health inspectors that are going to raid these centers where they just go like the old centers, just without being mentioned that they are coming, to go and check if people are going to be doing that. There was an issue of utensils that I used to use. The way that they place it, the way people sit, type of food that they eat. We discussed that all of it when Kai Richard sitting down, and he said this was going to happen.
Mm.
So now as an acting DG, maybe now I'm going to take him up on it, because I'm going to power to
you must not always say you are acting. You must know that you are acting. Also, when you act, you are in charge at that particular moment. CEO?
Thank you, Chairperson.
I'll come back to you. You will close my mouth.
Chairperson, the whole issue of what goes in social relief of distress has changed since 2011, 2012. During that time, Minister, particularly found in a place called Mopopong, the children that were getting childhood food grants, in fact, had died of malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
After that experience, where a young doctor had brought that to our attention, we went and looked at the content of the food pack, and it was mainly dried foods, like your maize meal, starch-based rice, and so on. At that point, Minister said, no, there must be fresh veggies.
Mm-hmm.
If we want our children to be appropriately cared for and have an opportunity in life, from that point, we started with our work towards cooperatives. Where we are now is we have a full list of ingredients,
of exactly what needs to go, the percentages that give the balanced meal. We are currently have a unit that has been established in DSC, which is representative of NDA and SASA. We are listing all the cooperatives in all the provinces. We are checking to see if they are obviously in their tax clearance and all those necessary issues. Minister actually wants an M&E unit to be linked to the cooperative unit so that we can forecast when fresh veggies will be available. So we can say, okay, the cabbages, this is, so that we can always be sure that the pack has dry product with a percentage and then fresh to make it really fruitful. We haven't really considered poultry because of all the health and the ethical standards around those issues. We haven't looked into that. So at this point, it's just veggies and the dry product. But there is a balance of it, and I think with the cooperative unit that has been established, working together with agriculture, because we never work on our own. I want to make this clear. In fact, a child who is malnourished is identified at the local clinic and referred to us. We do not say the child is malnourished or stunted. So we have a response that is being built and concretized, and I think that will go a longer way to ensure. These cooperatives will also help, particularly with that earlier issue that you raised, Trevor, where we are buying food in communities. But there's lots of women's groups in communities. It is just getting the quality, the standard, and how the conditions under which things are made. And they are being registered through this unit. So I think SASA has a listing, we'll provide it, no problem. But we're constantly checking the quality. We had problems, and then we let service providers go, where they're selling too close to the sell-by date. Because you see, people tend to be able to buy good or macro levels of food when it's close to the sell-by date. We've also been checking on those, because it's got to be rolled out, particularly for malnourished children over a six-month period, and we want the best quality food. So we've actually taken people off our service providing list. Said, no, you can't be our service provider because the quality of your food, if the milk that was delivered was a day before, it is a sell-by date, how long have you had the stock? So that means that it has stock for too long. Okay. So it is quite an intensive piece of work, and we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. There was two others. I'd like to want to comment. I think you would to sit with the committee. They would share their experiences with the committee. I always know the CEO that he has got brilliant ideas and very, very clear about the program. Unfortunately, the victims at the local level, they buy from Spa, from all those things. That's what they do. And they always make what is available to be benefiting themselves. Most of SASA offices, but a CEO, there's no attempt to attack on you and your organization. But our attempt now is to clean the department gradually, working together. That's why I'm so calm and and being able to share these issues, because I know your ideas, I know your program of action, your policies, but the implementers, as CCFO refers to junior managers and what they do there and what menu they bring back to you is not what the menu they feed, especially when they can take it to the father shops and the other things. But I think we'll sit down with you, work closely how to bounce upon those virgin potatoes. Because I know others are good, passionate, and want a good department. Few are that the most ones who make us to be look a little bit, we need a little bit of face wash. So finally, that I let you find, we will finalize this topic on food security, on school nutrition, on nutrition, food and everything. But now the SASA will come back on another matter that relates to spending. I mean, we cannot meet in a particular target due to these matters that they will raise. I think DTC was still following your matters that were raised in your budget.
Thank you, Chair, and the comments. I think it's a very good one. The reason the see what done in this manner. Remember, it's after the cabinet approved the policy and the strategy. It's an integrated food security problem where the measures that you raised, we are working together with agriculture, Department of Health, Department of Rural Development. We are also working with CTI, and we are also working with economic development now with the small business. It's a very comprehensive program that ensures to address the injustice of the past. For example, leather. It's a department that is dealing with that. Mm-hmm. Whatever you buy must operate to leather. It's not access DLT, but it's within the integrated team.
Mm-hmm.
The issues of the quality of food is one of the important parts that we, even where the AQDG say yes, we went through, there's a requirement that food needs to be stored appropriately in a cold storage. We bought them. We bought this cold storage. Food needs to be cooked in a nutritious way. And we solicit the nutritionists or the mission from the Department of Health. They won't be there every day, but it's an issue of training and also of supervision, which must go on. What we were reporting here was just that now that we have got this 144,
mm-hmm.
we must make sure, one, that food needs to come from our own producers. I mean the vegetables
mm-hmm.
and other things.
Yeah.
Two, that we need to create market. I think what the CEO has mentioned about the cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
Around the CNDC, this is the CNDC's year, around there, there should be women group that produces food, that is where the market where the CNDC is going to produce. And that's what we are doing. In terms of eating, we also prescribe this prescription that they should not be eating on a or from their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They should buy proper crockery. When we did the evaluation here, I think when the AQDG was there, we find that some areas, they really established that the area where people come to eat is not acceptable. They said, wait, they need to sit down like we are sitting now. They must eat, and those utensils must be washed, and they must be eating nutritious food. We need then, as we go on, if this is the test of time now, that once you establish this, we must make sure that whatever investment we make, it has got nutritional value. We also established this NDC based on the health report, the report on the severe malnutrition reported in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be so amazed that even where in the area of the way in research space,
mm-hmm.
they reported a high level of malnutrition from the Department of Health. Then we said, let's call them up. Where are they coming from? They come from this area. So that means in that area, there must be CNDC. But I think it's a struggle that we need to say now that we have got those, we must say that they comply with the procedure. Food is the food they're eating. It's quality food, and it has got those colors, three colors per day, in terms of what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a challenge in terms of the budgeting for that. Remember the school nutrition is only Monday to Friday. And if it's a vulnerable child, what will happen on Saturday, Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. So these are the areas we say agriculture,
mm-hmm.
let's try and look at that. Also we advise agriculture. Don't just go and plant millimeter and potato
mm-hmm.
because it's not nutritious. There's a third thing that works on what agriculture needs to plow in this area because they need to plow something that that are healthy. And we hope that, I think, we will be able to report back in terms of the malnutrition, any malnutrition, and also ensuring those economic transformation, that the women around the area, agriculture fund them, we buy from them, and also DTI and others make sure that they are viable. So I think it's a very good program that is integrated, and I think will be able to advise
mm-hmm.
to meet the whole team that includes agriculture,
mm-hmm.
DSG and others.
deputy president is the chairperson of this INC, which is responsible for the secretary. So, but I think we are all on the same.
And we can assure you, we are not going to allow yourselves from this department to get absorbed when they don't deliver. You also say you didn't deliver. Which means you are accountable to us, you belong to that team, and your compliance is with us. Their compliance is with your other compliance when you are in the group. But you will be able to say, Social Development Portfolio Committee wanted this way. Because I know the business and I know the other things. You know, we are passionate about the poor. So others are also critical in terms of, but I think also women that are beneficiaries, that their children getting grants, we must see a reduction in number when they graduate. They say, no, it's just that's 300 grand, but we can make as much. We must target them for these cooperatives. Because they enjoy getting 300 going to buy, they don't enjoy going to the garden. So with that, we are done with that. But I don't know whether DG, you are able to say we are done with these programs, because we were seeking value adding. We were not ambushing you. We want the next report, that when there is a report that is about compliance in terms of OAG, but we must also provide our compliance that says at least this impact, even if it's an agenda, which is not part of what you say you need to comply. Maybe AG is still technically thinking and looking about rent and sense, but we are also politicians, we've got constituency outside there, that must be satisfied in terms of their own terms of service delivery. I'm sure you'll be getting to a service delivery charter one day, because this country is fast changing. And leading in Africa, can tell you those members who attend these matters, you find that South Africa is too far much ahead. And sometimes they decided to keep quiet. Sometimes we give struggling to present, because we don't want to be like bragging, always South Africa, we're already doing it. Well, we just keep quiet and assist other African countries to tell us what we went through. Because their problems are what we went through. Thank you very much. Their officials doing this and this. Yet our officials are not doing this and this. So we just don't want to say ours are good, we just keep quiet.
Chairperson, can you carry on? I'll ask Mr. Tony to say something on the disability consultation and come back to the vacancy rate and the anti-substance on him. He's trying to explain, but I think he needs to say more.
Thank you, Chair. With regards to consultation on the disability policy, the member that has asked, the meeting, the consultation took place on the 25th and 26th of May at the Premier Hotel next to Kempton Park. And we are going to, with regards to that input that the Senate has made, we will go back to them around the 6th of July to make sure that they can see that as we conclude the policy document, that their inputs are also collaborated. We are also using about six disabled experts on disability to input also on the, to strengthen the policy, and this is going to take place from the 2nd to the 3rd of July. That's far as we are with regards to consultation on the 3rd. Thanks.
The deputy minister seems to be not happy about the portfolio committee, as if we are not entertaining this policy like other policies. I do believe that at some stage we are going to invite you and just make that presentation so that we can input in it, and we actually internalize it and make it ours,
so that as you go along with your input, you're receiving input from other people, etc., we also have made our input so that it becomes our project. We productize it, seeing that it's very critical, but we also would be very worried if it's not talking about early intervention. Because the issue here, if you are born with an arm, you are so mad that you end up having one arm. If you are born not able to walk, because early intervention means you go straight to physio while still a baby, so that you adapt, and as you adapt, your cognitive development, your physical and psychological and physiology makes you to be completely independent. I'm saying this because I've gone to many schools for people living with disabilities. There are no physiotherapists. And in fact, they are old to be able to be turned into making the remaining part of your limbs to be helpful. So that input we need, so that we can help you to be more developmental on the issue of people born or living with disabilities. Do we have anything more? We welcome it, but Secretary will prioritize that policy.
Thank you, Chair. We have just helped Tishi Makwanza from losing one hand, since like me. So we are
your service provider is not confidential. Can you see?
Okay. There was the concern on the side of the committee that we do consultations in the sectors and in provinces, and we do not involve you. I think we'll try and endeavor as to, I'm not too sure what mechanism we're going to use, but we'll sit as a team and see how we're going to communicate with the secretariat on when we go to certain areas for consultation, that we involve the members, so that in that area, and I was hit on the knuckle by Honourable Member Abrams on the issue that we're in Soweto on the 15th.
Mm.
I see that she said that she saw us and the minister, but she did not know that we are coming there, and it became a little sort of problem. But I assured her that we're invited by AU. It was an AU event, and we got invitations too. And we were asked to help them on certain issues. But I understand why the members will feel that we come into your areas, but you do not know that we were there, and we have been told by people that we are around your area, but we did not tell you. So, and you see us on the we'll endeavor to try and see what is it that we can do. But I'll ask the CFO to take us through the rest of the questions.
Sometimes on what is, we always tend to forget the other side. We concentrate even on disability, on certain sectors of disability, and forgetting the other one. I was happy when I saw where they had a meeting with the people who have autism. Because autism is one area that is highly neglected in this country, and a lot of our children are beginning to have the are beginning to be autistic. So really, if we can have it where we influence also the communities in terms of making inputs, but also as members of communities, we still have to make inputs, talk to our constituencies to make inputs around the police. Can we perhaps, if it's available, even if it's not finalized, a little bit of it, we know what is entailed in it, so that we engage with it. Whenever they are also in the area doing the public hearing, we are also able to contribute in those areas.
Honorable, you are a lawmaker. It's not a privilege to request, to actually instruct that we need to participate. Our single name, we are lawmakers, and we need not see laws being implemented. I'm talking big when I say law,
what law means to what advise people to do. But we are also going to sit in a management committee and begin to have leaders within this committee who are going to lead a particular section in order to work with the department, not in a formal forum, to be able, because some of these things affect us directly. I mean, when I say directly,
yes,
when you are in a community, while we are very happy with your input, but if each member would be given an opportunity to say where I am, this is the state, so we don't want any gap. We are just keeping clean as long as we know that we still have more years to sit together. And when we part ways with you, you will be the best manager, but then, because you will be knowing the political side that you never want to venture in. So can we then allow the CEFO to finish and then that Magwaza is, you think there is anything that we have left, you will come on, because we are going to allow you to go with this presentation, allow members to, not that you didn't do well, but to allow yourselves to further look into it and ourselves look into what we have been recommending, so that when we actually record this particular meeting in terms of the content advisor, our content is what we discuss. We don't write minutes like saying so-and-so said that it was decided. No. We actually go straight to the what was the content and therefore what is the position. So the content advisor is on hot water in this parliament. They have to have a content. And as I sit here, I'm assisting them to do that. When I ask these questions, I think it was, I don't know, guys. Okay, bakola kakhulu nabezimsebenzi omkhulu so ndiyamathesi ukuba ube mhleke umsebenzi but she's not happy about bakola kakhulu I think there is a joy after now. Okay, CEFO.
Honourable Gopana, your critical tones, they are being answered now. Your question is being answered by the CFO.
In terms of the debate, we have this year and we've got 90 vacancies. 32 of those 90 vacancies are confirmed. And the rest are below the top of the 90 vacancies. And as I explained, in terms of the turnaround time to solve the vacancy, it's quite challenging, but it's something that we will work constantly so that we can come to how we can reduce the turnaround time of the vacancy. In the issue of the substance abuse treatment sector, just in terms of progress, we are not a stage whereby we finalizing the costings for 48 cents. Of course, we realize that we don't have sufficient funding for this delivery, but also take into consideration the cost to reduce the inpatient treatment center that we need to extend.
Or maybe you've gone to the second item. First question is the reason that they spoke about vetting, recruitment, all the processes, and the process is such that one would a candidate get employment while you are still processing, because you get people from even outside to conduct these. So that's one part why the turnaround is taking place.
Yeah.
Secondly, they said there's also an issue of with regards to the appointment. Can you really finish that one before you go to the issue of substance abuse? Because there are two different things, so that members can be happy with the question or raise another question clarifying the issue of human resource development and
populating your organogram. With the, they were saying you've got funds that were not spent due to balls that are not filled, and also you've got balls that are not filled. Why? It's because of the process itself. So can you clarify yourself to the members on that issue and come back later to this welfare, because it's not the same program anymore.
Mm-hmm. With regards to these vacancies, very great.
Yeah.
A third, almost a third of these vacancies are skin and hair.
They are skin health management vacancies.
The FNDGI says that he will try to fast check it. I think the other challenge we also have is that in terms of the new public service regulation, that's not the point in the regulations are not within the limits. So we are trying to negotiate some of the litigation space so that we can fast check those vacancies also. With regards to the other levels, the lower levels, our challenge is mainly around NIA in terms of the personnel check. Where we struggle to get those within a very short space of time. And I think before DBSA has appointed service providers to conduct this work, and there's the normal criminal checks, qualification, verification, identity verifications. Now those things are gone and we need to then keep this in here. So it then takes time and it really ends up bringing those things.
Are they further than 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the issue. You've removed that problem from your court. It is in our court, Honourable Members.
Yeah.
Because the minister is part of this committee.
Mm.
We are going to sit with the minister and lobby the minister to perfect whatever is supposed to be done. That's point number one.
Mm.
The issue of inavailability of me, the chairpersons in this parliament will be softly talking to the chairs of those particular portfolio committees that delay your work. Once your challenge is beyond your control, bring it to us. People say, so we'll be going that route of people saying, which is not scientifically proven. So don't worry about that. So it is in our court. I don't know whether they also were moving to whether you would be able to bring each province to tell us how far this building and the shortage of funds here and there. Because if we know the challenge, we can have another alternative. We can also appeal to those people who are passionate about drugs and substances, to ask them if they don't have another fund where they can actually assist you, or whether there is any public work who's going having a big former rationalized college, not in use, but used in offices, because we have to mobilize also existing resources. I know provinces where more than four teacher training colleges that were rationalized and were left to decay because there was no more use. So you can get many and schools and hospitals that were planned hospitals and then was left to decay. So there are many infrastructure that is out there. And you said the department said we've got 9 million. Who else has got something to in this particular province? And we are able to talk to premiers of provinces. If there's a matter, it's easy for us to make a request to meet a premier and say, premier, there is this fund for your province. Are you willing to go out of your way and assist us? So the issue, you can't be a standalone in these matters, because even employees employees must are able to be affected by drugs. Even elderly people are able to be affected by drugs. It can't be stored only. If you go down the street, a particular street I'm not going to mention, I've seen four elderly people. They are selling drugs like yes. They just tell you they are having their bag, you know, this bag you put. And people go there. That is, I'm asking in a very crowded area, but people need, I've given time to go there, and I was given. So because I wanted to see, because they just wear these small bags like this, and then they put their souls on them, and they feel like they are really in need of a grant. When you see people go there, they come up coughing. They come up coughing, and I said, hey, let me jump off this car and go in and see how much, and then gave me something. And I left, because all I wanted to prove is that elderly people are not as innocent as we think. I can tell you. I can take you to that street. They are there even today. Because I always look as if they are still there. It's a man and three ladies. Not of my age, more than my age. They can't be arrested in any way.
Old age,
you can only rehabilitate them. But it's a man. Let me say that. But I was arguing the fact that drug abuse is getting CEO, DG, out of hand. And people are not angry. Leonard is not Leonard in church all over. This is a torn in the tissue. And I wish we would come up with a clear program, because we are the least department in this one.
Yeah.
It's worsening. You know, when students on the June 16th are taken to gathering, when they come, they're out of that. That yesterday evening, they were very, very drunk. 13-year-olds, those who actually attended a June 16th celebration, and this was told, whether it was said, everybody was thinking about drugs, alcohol, but they were very drunk celebrating June 16th in drunkenness. And so that's why I'm saying we must sometimes, as a committee, work closely with the department as our partner and see how we are going to fast track, because we won't be allowed to say when the deputy president, as you say, when the minister, when the president are worried about this, and we have a few cents with ourselves and say, because it was not enough, we didn't do a thing. That's why we are saying, when we say bring these provinces with the lead managers that are leading this issue of institutions, so that at the end of the day, we can reason with them and come out with a better implementation plan. That will make you to comply financially, to comply in your own policies, but achieve our goals. So we appeal to you. So it's not any crime, but we think we have to be very active and work closely with you. Anything left in this presentation?
Yes, Chair, I think the CEO will talk on the foster care together with all of them, and on the shop veteran, and the relationship between the shop justice with justice. Then we close.
Please go on, and content advisor, you ready with that?
Thank you very much. On the issue of war veterans, it's not an increase, it is a trend that we've been watching of people passing on. So the trend would have said that if we had followed the trend that was over the past 3 years, that we would have come down to the number of 3 or 5. But we must say that better health care in our country is helping. But the majority of war veterans, 92 are in the Western Cape, and 87 are in Gauteng. And they range between the ages of 87 and 105 at the moment.
Sure.
They are alive. But so the reason was that we projected according to our normal stats of people passing on. So that was with the war veterans. On the issue of SIU debtors, we have paid about 3.5 million rand per month to the SIU. The debt level at the moment is 437 million rand. the debt level, with 15,746 AODs and acknowledgement of debt being signed. When we take over, because we have to take over because the dividend period that was prior to SASA is over now, we would have to go through each of those AODs, acknowledgement of debt, to see if they can be recovered, or people still alive, that's the first thing, and then to see the age of the debtor, whether the person can or cannot. So that is the process we're currently in now. We're waiting for the SIU to give us a fully audited book, because some of these systems have not been that well organized. Because it should have been easy for them, being the SIU, to have gone to those officials, because lots of officials in provinces, other departments, and actually gone and put a cover against their pension. But a lot of them have gone on pension.
Excuse me, do you have difficulties with SIU?
No, we're finishing off with the SIU because the entire time is over, ma'am. Okay. We have to take it over now ourselves, and we have to do it.
But I'm saying, are you having difficulty to recover?
We have
that information, because if there is that, they must come to the committee and explain why they cannot allow you to do the right thing, that of dealing with the debt and signing off, rather than having teams following us all the way, like students who cannot graduate because they are still trading some subjects.
We will give them the period, because we need to sign an agreement and be clear that what we take over, in fact, we are not going to sit as an albatross around our neck. We are hoping that within the next month, if we don't, we'll be able to come back to this committee, because we also have to go back to cabinet with the full detail.
Mm-hmm.
So we will give them this month to see if we can find them. It's upper easier. They engage in them regularly, trying to look at the records, and then say we have, they have some of our files and so on. So we will try and clear that up. If it's not cleared up, we'll gladly come back, because we will go to cabinet with this matter.
Really, we are in patience.
Yes.
In terms of the committee having to deal with matters of more than 5 years. So we are saying long.
Yes.
So it means fourth parliament or third or first parliament.
Yes.
So we want to get rid of this wage and start new business in this department. So please, if you got any difficulties, you can inform them without hiding that we are actually a little bit impatient. This matter could have been finalized. So that matter is in that regard content advice.
We will come back, because obviously now that our financials have closed and we need to see how to go forward, we will come back if it's not resolved within the next 4 to 6 weeks max. We will actually make a point of it. With the foster care and the numbers there, the majority problem seems to be when the child is like in grade 11, 12, grade 18, there's not sufficient tracking. SASA pays out on behalf of a court order through a children's court inquiry process.
Mm-hmm.
This is held through the Justice Department. Social workers then check on the child, administer and set up a committee to actually assist with foster care and also look at the reforms around foster care. She also asked that the committee work closer with the provinces and the social workers, because when we go out during recalls, we still come across children perhaps under 18 who are still at school, but the social worker hasn't come forward to notify us or the court, because we had a court order from the Gauteng North High Court that said even if the order is expired or elapsed, we can continue to pay the foster care grant.
Oh,
but when the child is 18, then we can stop it.
Ms. Reggie,
yes.
You owe us.
Okay.
You owe us this particular form. If you remember, as committee, not using the court order, but the entire package in terms of DG, that when we're talking about foster care and other related matters, if you remember,
yes.
The response from the team, not necessarily from SASA, was that there was a team that was going to advise the minister.
Mm-hmm.
And then questions like this one were asked, and the answer was that once the minister has been advised, we will then be given information as which direction you are taking. But now I think you are taking without bouncing back to us, so that we're not going to only to be able to know that that issue that we have raised is now being attended to. So let us leave this information and begin a process, DG, to say part of this will be of the, when you come back, we will be given a full report on the issue, on the advisory recommendations to the minister, insofar as the foster care and all the matters that you see 18 it has been cut and so on, all the shortcomings and also all the problems and constraints and challenges you might be facing, including this magistrate thing, where you have to go to court, where the magistrates are too busy to attend to this, and when the social workers themselves are not taking these people to the are not setting the days for court, so that we as a committee can make recommendations to the minister as to how are we going to protect this flight of those people who can't go to court, who have lost their mothers, their whole family wiped off. The issue is the court is not sitting, children are not getting anything. And unfortunately, there should be an interim arrangement. While they are not, they have not been registered as being fostered, but to be assisted meanwhile so that they can survive. So I think that leads that one, because it's an information that we have, an information gap that you will close. So you can proceed.
I will make sure that Ms. Kamala and I come with the minister on the committee's recommendation to this committee. We will forward it when they've given up their first draft.
Okay.
Thank you.
And draft must be fast. We want to finish this timeline. We have to finish some and then move them out of our program. Our program is heavy. It's African program. So we just have to be sure that we stick to the AU instructions and many other where we are signatories.
Okay.
Did you?
Yes.
Honorable members, yes, you can I appeal to you to be short to give for the 10 of minutes to finish. It doesn't mean I'm saying the same a lot, but I think the meeting is healthy and the meeting is actually good. Can you come on?
Thank you, Jefferson. I'm sure my question was not noted. I asked about the understanding related to the delays of computer equipment. We didn't have a clarity on that. Maybe while I'm asking about the computers, one thing that I figured out, because there is a high spending in terms of the computer software license, operating lease and the travel assistance, maybe you can tell us what is it that we are doing to mitigate the problem?
The entire chain of computers, delays, whatever, all the things you can say for the honorable member to understand your challenges or to feel your success.
Once the
hours were given, they were not able to deliver, and they were making silly demands to say, if you pay us, we can deliver. And the department says, we only pay on delivery. So that was a delay. And it is not automatic that if the person doesn't deliver, you remove them today. There's a long thing that says, you saw them to them, did you advise them to go and borrow? All these other things that are not supposed to be, but they seem to have rights as well. So I think you were saying that in so far as this, but you have not landed to say, what now?
What now?
Have you actually removed her from the service provider?
No, the person is supplied in the
Okay, that's why now it's going to affect you in this financial year. Only delivered now.
Yeah.
Clearly. I don't know whether it's true or not, but it's just you can come on. That's your question.
I just wanted to find out what was the impact of the rate to deliver on the equipment, because somehow they were in impact to deliver to the department from computer and what.
Remember, we were building the process of refreshing very old equipment. So, work still continue with the old equipment. It's just that we got to say, the software, like I said, we are mainly dependent on the industry to provide hosting services to the department, and most of those costs on the software is going to be. And then the normal software licenses like the Microsoft that we are utilizing in the department that we have to pay in the IT for. And I can honestly say to you that the money for the software that you use last in the we actually need to use funding from other units to pay for all the software licenses. But we are now busy with the whole audit of all our software that we utilize within the department and within the sector, because we realize that one, we duplicate, secondly, it costs too much, but also we need to develop a single system for the department, because we can't constantly need to check whether a child is on a grant, whether a child is on a FRD, whether a child is, you know, everywhere there's a child impact, we need to find, we need to have a single point of entry to the beneficiary and we get a full view of the history and the services that you're linked to a specific individual.
Can I make an intervention? Honestly, because I'm being told that we are left with 20 minutes in terms of us wanting to communicate. But my approach would be, we have agreed on a process of election. So some of these matters, because you know what Honorable Governor is raising, you can't have inequality. You can't have ICOP without the necessary capacity of the ICT to be able to link your findings on the ground in your offices centrally, so that it's easier. But I think also you suffer from working in a silo, because I know there are many hands who want to assist you. For example, we as this committee, honorable members, have not worked. I always check my performance against my other colleagues. They invite universities to come and present what they have for that department. They also invite staff to come and say, how can they help? We are not FNB, we have not started, how can you help us? Not now you, us. So I think we need to engage other sectors to say, we want a partner in an Department of Communication, because we want to have this database in your fingertips. So that if somebody calls and say, I will receive my grant, you don't have to go about it. We'll just go zoom in. This is the same number, and you talk to that person. So if there is an issue about data collection, data processing, as much as the IT systems that you have, I think why don't we make it a topic in addition to the other topics? Because we are also working towards a workshop. And a workshop, you are not going to tell us what the department does. We are going also to tell you what you want the department to do. And we are also going to tell you how we are supposed to be conducting the oversight. And then because you are being assessed, we want also to hear from you, how do you want us to assess you? Because the assessing must be ready. And the assessing must agree so that no, I can live up to your expectations or don't start, I can't. So that workshop will be a workshop and not necessarily a talk shop. So that when we come out of that workshop, we will have advised you so that when the minister talks about budget, he actually gives funds. There are many speakers, or if they can be speakers, I don't know what you see. These speakers have got funds that they should utilize. But we are going to have a string of them, bringing them in this table to begin to say, well, how do you assist this department to do ABC? Because to be honest with you, the bad we are hearing also belongs to other people. There's no one who doesn't need information. Agriculture does. All the information that you are using, for example, if a person gets a grant, are you sure this is that person is given a house? By those who must give them a house, are you sure that they are in the immediate list of the municipality so that they don't take SASSA grants to pay electricity? They must get a free basic service of water as well as electricity. So these things, we must pin them down because we are the lead department. But it's a long way, DJ. How I wish you were not going to think because you are not assured that you are the DJ. You are not going to do much because we are first wanting to get to a social policy. A social policy in this country depends in your hands, not in the hands of the minister. And once the social policy is there, there will be no longer a crime. Go to Sydney. They stop even during midnight, whether there's no car in the road, because they are not compliant. You stop the minister require. There's no car, it's just midnight. So our people will be exactly like that. Once the social policy, because no one will go hungry. There will be social cohesion, there will be no xenophobia, there will be no jealousy, there will be people who don't want to be rich, who only want to manage their lives. But we all want our salary now because we think we are left behind. And we don't have qualifications, then we have to force ours. And this will be a chaos. So to remove all these chaos and other things, an unfair, unhealthy competition. I think this meeting winds up with a good note that we agree we have received your presentation. They were very helpful in opening up towards whether we are achieving value for money or there is impact in our society and what progress you are making. And I must say, you have satisfied all our aspirations today, and we look forward to more diligent work. They must verify their face before you agree to present. Therefore, before you agree to present, but the issue of provinces, because this information from provinces will surprise us one day. It is cooked many a time. We will continue giving you clean audit depending on what we have not scientifically tested, that these are there. But we will find a way of getting down to each province, whether that will make us happy or not. But it must happen during our lifetime, which is now almost 4 years left. We have finished the first year. We are going to be able to make some impact before we are out of this particular committee. Well, we never go away. We are South African. We start with us forever. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Can we then request you to leave so that we can deal with the in-house matter?
Drug
and the alcohol syndrome and other related matters.
If I may ask is one of the treatment centers,
then the treatment center, remember that has been having a lot of problems.
It's
first aid and northern care.
No, the best way is also for us now, on the drug issue. Let's go there with the aim of assessing exactly where this center is supposed to be and what constraints does the problem have when it comes to that center. Because it is difficult, Honorable Gopal, to criticize when you don't have an alternative. I don't say we cannot go to North, but we can, but we must also emphasize that we need an alternative in that. By ensuring that we suspect the way this center must be established, because we will be presenting a report that says the extent will be beyond control if we don't intervene in the North and the state now. So I agree that it must be according to good practices, if they are best, but also where there is worse, for example, the area where they say the health in KwaZulu-Natal affairs was worse in malnutrition, we must also not get it from them. We must also go there and see if they want to produce food or they want people to produce food. Well, there are two things here. We are likely as politicians follow the steps that people are given ready food. When in fact they could have been active participants. So those is the I agree with you on the to say let us focus on those areas and we are proposing to it. But
in that show we because I was still on the floor if we can collect two provinces in a week to allow the movement in between, and then we clear for another two provinces to allow, because the draft we say in Southern Cape, food for all, because it's a program that is of high importance. I don't know which province, but I'm identifying it as a program that we can also go and visit. Perhaps the province, whether it's bad or good, great, the members can decide which province we are going, but at least as an item. Because we really want to see where it's successful and where it's not successful, so that we take to our constituencies and then be able to help people both things.
Before other members tell me, maybe if I make this intervention and say we have agreed on the drug and substance abuse as an issue that we must go and investigate, or then the issue of food security, and also not only where there's bad practice, also where there's good practice. So there are these two. And why we should agree on these two, my motivation would be that in our action plan that was submitted to the social cluster, these are the priorities.
Correct, yeah.
But the third one is early sighting.
But the thing is that when it comes to early childhood development, recall when it comes to the policy is there, but the Department of Social Development is only on the start of now. They start to put it into practice. Although we got the NDIS one, you know, that we're writing the department visited them to look at the standards, etc. So we can make a decision there, but what point to speak to Mama was on this good and bad practices. Because when it comes to like drug abuse and even fetal syndrome, alcohol fetal syndrome, it's just like the right in the Western Cape, but also here in our province. So please correct, because I want to pick up this what Bongi said, because I want to bring it up, that this will have to serve as our good practice for other areas. We have, you know, what can we do? Because even with like Eldorado Park too has this problem, you know, areas, especially the northern areas normally has this problem of drugs and alcohol control
syndrome abuse. Because I know they dream within the area I'm living in, they are busy with research. So whatever we're going to see will have to serve as good practice.
And in this, if we go to Northern Kim and we work integrated with that problem, in so far as this matter of drug and substance abuse is concerned, and we agree on the center to be established with the available funds and also lobbying other departments to come to the party. If we do that, we will focus there to ensure that we can have a learning curve where we know that our intervention can be productive, etc. We just ensure that we pilot that particular area. And then good lessons then would be translated into other areas. I think I'm married to this matter of Northern Cape. Because the issue is, when there is someone doing something, doing it very wrongly, when you say to people, don't go there, they say, then what they have to offer? If I don't go to law school, where do you think I must go? So that's why we must go there and provide an alternative so that we can work towards closing the illegal ones. You know where I come from, there were many high schools which are not registered. When you go on nursing colleges which are not registered by nursing councils, when you say to people, don't go and train yet, they say, where do I go? Because I want to be trained today, and you say this training is not registered, it's a flight by night. So I think we will have to work around that.
Yeah.
As we have agreed on this, and new priorities of the oversight program also, and we are left with only the ECD. And then I think maybe we leave this ECD and come back. When we come back, we'll show other ideas. Because I think we must go to where there's no ECD.
Yes, because
and then we continue. I mean, we bring the number of children who don't attend anything, but are only there. Because this matter of people will only be attended when there's an established ECD, it means we leave this gap in 2017 with others having not seen the day of the light of the day in this country. So with that, we propose, honourable members, that we deal with MINEC next time when we are dealing with the big amendment bills that will be introduced. Are we in order?
But if one thing,
We still give you, we're not going to give one hearing. Not in case this. We said we go to four problems. We bring two together.
Yeah.
Two together.
That means, like, let's go to each other.
Remember, you owe us, my dear. We didn't
go to November.
We didn't do
there's a lot of questions. Yeah, no, it's time for all. Let's do more work outside.
We are talking to the money, I mean to the chair. We are talking to honorable chair of the house.
Yeah.
To say, give us more time.
Yeah.
Because the oversight is not a desktop matter and a round table as we sit here. It's a matter that we go there and we come and reflect and work with the department knowing. So the issue we can deal with in the management meeting, the issue of how many problems, where to go, we'll finalize
the rest of it.
Yes.
Mama Clara, you mentioned last week's meeting, I think it was last week, the DA says they can give us the affidavit. You know, on this, what they were speaking about, suicidal production, etc. Remember, Honorable Wilson?
Yes.
Did you receive it before you have to sign out? You have to still go through those things.
I think let's leave it to me and the chair and the honorable minister. So that, because it also came up as a motion in the house. Yes.
That came up as a motion. It came up as a declaration, I think.
No, before this.
Oh, before that.
And the minister responded to it. That's why I think it needs a more engagement so that we understand, because there's one other thing I don't like. This smart unit, when you say you too and you too, this province and that province, but ours is to find a better way of engaging, because we have to amend our policy depending on what is going to come out, other than
smart
unit. I think you would have the book that it's a matter of finding in ourselves what's going on. Once we have understood what's going on, we'll make necessary arrangements when food is being given. Because to be honest with you, one of the members, it's not that only people who are looking for votes that are giving food to people who don't deserve. There is a lot of corruption around food processing. Some of the food end up in the spaza shop. Some food end up in supermarkets, not to the poor. So we must, as a committee, when a program that says, how do you organize the list for beneficiaries? Are you giving, because something is wrong. If I get old age grant, that will give me, or I get a child support grant, but at the same time, my family is 15 people. We then eat this food of this kind. So it can't be a policy to say, once you are on our register, we can't give you an extra stress relief thing. So I think those are the matters. Yes, rather than working on this matter, I think we better come more inward to the community and work on that. That's why we want to lobby to write to the to the senior to release these MECs so that they can be with us, because we do want to work with them amicably. We're not a superstructure above them, but also to have them working with them from our. We want to invite them so that we can have a system that addresses the issues of the poor.
Yes.
So are we not finished already?
No, we're not finished.
The management meeting is also applied from those meeting members who are involved in that meeting. It can't be a forum. So we'll talk to you as to, we will seek from us, when are we going to be ready, and what are the issues that we are going to deal with in the money, because they will emanate from implementing what is this portfolio committee has recommended on the part of the policy. So are we happy? Can I release
the
can we hear for us, Madam? We do have to go back.
Thank you.